all vice presidents, all presidents, all the deputies. He's the best. And India, Cambodia. There's a Greek Buddhist in the 3rd century.
I know this is where I threw, and that was Eisenhower's desk.
And I believe you know, because otherwise I'm going to get back.
We'll see you.
We get back.
On air.
Sit down. Holloman here. Both of you guys. Mr. Holloman here.
Yes, sir.
Let me begin to step over. I delay a problem. Before we you got your watch.
Yeah.
That's what I see, if anything. Which is that I want?
You know you got some hope when you got some people like that in our
crank up.
sure they misguided in some ways, reasons, as they all are, they're all treated with bonds, reasons to, but. So, yeah, you can't become a party to the race, you'll have all hell right. We can get some guys like that, maybe we can get you that, we may give a franchise on this bill. That's what we've got to do, though, we've got to give it to somebody, say you're responsible, now buy your plan, now get it done, and then expect results. The mistake we made is we said last time we have to do it in the White House, then we move in, we can't do it, people won't take it from the White House.
No, I think one of the important things.
I'd like to have a little bit of a talk about those things that I have in mind. The other thing is, I think that moving your ship up to Camp Data is not wrong there. I might as well go up there.
I thought that,
because that's where you have ships on up. Our week is going, well, what we're pushing is this drug stuff and permissiveness. He said, let's see if we can tie something into that. But, you know, does that mean that we can bring some drug stuff?
He's bringing up some people and have it.
John's given some thoughts, but we'll have some come up on Wednesday, and then I think you've got to do that. You've got to spend a little time with them at some point. You know, they can come up. They'll come up, have a swing.
Yeah,
I will talk about what they want, and they can spend time with them about that.
Or you don't think it's premature to talk a little bit about.
I
think we've got to get that started.
I'm a very good talker.
I am good with people and programs.
I'm great with programs.
Before we know it, you know what I mean? And I just don't want this to slide into that.
And our organs asking for guidance on that too. I mean, he is one of the things that worries me is that everybody's saying, you know, we got the campaign in November 7th, and then we'll take a vacation and stuff. I can see this period as being less critical by our than the period afterwards now. For a few key people at least, I think you're going to have to really get some. That sets the tone, then everybody else will. Come out with a how you reappoint them if you want. Move into different jobs in most cases, which I think you ought to do anyway. I don't think very many ought to stay where they are.
I agree.
Even in the second level types, where we got really good
ones. Well, there's
going to be exceptions, I don't know.
That's one job that does require some knowledge. Most of the others require management.
I don't know whether, but I'm not sure. Maybe Schultz you look at as, I think you want a view to stay as an interim, but you don't want a whole new cabinet. You want you guys to,
you got to take the heart of those who don't want to get them the hell out.
A guy like John Volpe, he's a nice guy and all that. You've got to get, I'm going to get him.
Volpe's got to go. Romney's going to go.
Romney's going to go.
And
Barrett has to go, Rogers has to go. I think Mike has to go.
Don't you?
I think so. I think he wants to.
I don't think he got any problems out of that though.
Now, Mark?
Probably wants to stay.
Peters?
I think they both ought to go.
Don't you?
Certainly, I think Peters should.
Every guy you bring in, they've got to be told exactly the opposite of what everybody was told coming in before. They're not going to have the free hand to run the health department and hire everybody they want. They are your agents. They're going to be working with you and your staff, like, out of the places that you run. They're going to be staffed with people. We've got some good people in mind. We've been around here for 4 years and we know the problems now. We've got to change the people. We've got to follow that Harlow theory of getting our guy in those five key spots in every department, every agency. That's where we can use some of Reese's guns. Take some of these 40-year-old, 35-year-old, they're a little past Reese's, but sorry. Lawyers, we got public information type guys and all that. Move them in. Make them people who are playing our game. Say your job is to build your department. Your job is to control your department. The main thrust of our program is going to be to cut back about 80% of what your department is. If you cut back, or 40%, if you cut back 50%, you're doing better than it's a different kind of charge.
Whether there must be ways to do it, there just must be ways to do it.
There are. What you do is you change the objectives.
Now that's the thing we've got to get. We've got to get early, really quick on this. And you also want to remember that the board calls, Henry is not a small staff. And he doesn't take a turn for this. And if that's one of the competitors, we've got to chop that down that defense department. Seems to feel that they are not going to work on this one issue.